Rainy season is coming soon, and we may be seeing another cholera outbreak. You know, we cannot control it. So we would like really people, if they are listening now, if they are listening, let people start cleaning their compounds, their houses, and then let them not defecate anyhow. Even children, you know, the germs in the child's feces is the same contagious as the one of adults. So even your children, when they're defecating, they need to put it in a latrine or bury it. And also washing hands at critical times is very important for the community. Like when you go to the latrine, use the latrine, please, you need to wash your hands. Or even when you are handling food, you need to wash your hands. So this is very important. Even when you are changing your child or you're washing your child's bottom, you still need to wash your hands. So washing hands every time is very, very important. We have been preaching to people about, you know, no open defecation, no this, no that. We're even telling them that if you cannot afford a real latrine, you can even make a small hole, they call it cut style, and then you bury, you know, the feces. So, you know, in this case, it is good if this is your neighbor, you can report that there is a place like this, people are still defecating. Because we in the ministry will not know what is going on in the community. And if we report, then we may send people there, like social mobilizers to, or educators, to go and educate people that, you know, this when you defecate outside, the flies will bring the same to your food and then you get sick.